before endorsing Senator Norris's campaign originally, I had consulted with my own supporters and that to see what their views were, and made the decision on that basis. So I wanted to take some time to talk to them as well over the weekend, and particularly the way the story broke, with initial reports on Saturday without any actual information. Then the publishing of the letters on Sunday, it required time to look at the story and to digest it and take it in and then decide what to do.
Now, you've spoken to Senator Norris and informed him of your decision before going public?
I have. I made contact with him and passed on my decision to him, and and it's with regret, and it's not a decision that was taken lightly, but I felt that had I been aware of the letter before I endorsed him, I probably wouldn't have endorsed him. So on that basis, I felt that I had no choice but to withdraw my support.
There is a school of thought out there that suggests that perhaps his name should be allowed to go on the ballot paper and ultimately allow the people decide and let the people pass judgment. From that point of view, might there have been some justification in maintaining your support, if not for his presidency, for his candidacy?
Well, that was one of the things that I had to consider and had to think about as well, because, I think what this whole case does highlight is that the difficulty that independents have in getting their name on the ballot paper, and that does need to be looked at and needs to be addressed. I think the fact that I know a number of Oireachtas members had said when they put their name forward that they were endorsing his right to be a candidate rather than his campaign, and that is a legitimate view as well. But I just felt, in light of the revelations that came out, and that I felt I couldn't continue to support his candidacy.